From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Florida lawmakers are considering a bill that would increase penalties and jail time for people unlawfully in the U.S. convicted of certain violent offenses. The bill is progressing through the House, with sponsor Dane Eagle arguing it would increase public safety and send a message to federal immigration authorities. Opponents question the bill's constitutionality and say Eagle is misusing data to bolster his case. WGCU's John Davis reports.
The bill would increase penalties for undocumented immigrants convicted of violent crimes. Sponsor Representative Dane Eagle of Cape Coral says under the bill, an unlawfully present alien charged with a first-degree misdemeanor could find their charge reclassified to a harsher third-degree felony. Eagle says his bill points to the federal government's sole authority to deport undocumented immigrants.
So the idea here is for these 3,300 people, or potentially more, who are committing these violent crimes, rather than sending them back out in the streets, we are keeping them behind bars for these heinous crimes that they committed, so the federal government, when they decide to act, knows exactly where they are.
That speech took place during a March House Criminal Justice Subcommittee meeting. Eagle said he was referring to the number of alien inmates already in Florida's prison system.
The Department of Corrections states that there are about 4,754 confirmed alien inmates who are here illegally in our state prison system. 71,000 of them are in there for violent crimes. So that's 3,375 individuals approximately who are in our state prisons who are here illegally and have committed a violent crime.
Eagle also cited those numbers during a WGCU interview back in December when he had first filed the bill. The problem is, that's not what those numbers mean, and I first reported that at the time. According to State Department of Corrections Press Secretary Ashley Cook, the term alien inmate refers to non-U.S. citizens and makes no distinction between documented and undocumented immigrants. That makes Eagle's claims about the numbers of undocumented immigrants in Florida prisons overinflated. Nazgul Ghanoush is a research analyst with the Sentencing Project, a Washington, D.C.-based research and advocacy center pushing for criminal justice system reforms. She says she sees lawmakers and pundits misusing prison data at the federal level to make it seem like there are more incarcerated immigrants than there actually are. Ghanoush co-authored a study released in March that contrasts convictions and federal prison data with rates of immigration. The study finds that nationally, crime rates now are at about half of what they were in the 1990s. It also finds communities that have experienced greater increases in immigrants have experienced even greater reductions in crime than the nation overall.
We felt that it was necessary to look at these claims that President Trump especially has been very vocal about, suggesting that immigration policy can be used as an effective form of crime policy. There's just no evidence to support that relationship.
The findings of the Sentencing Project study echo those of a report released last year by the American Immigration Council that finds immigrants are less likely to commit serious crimes than U.S. citizens. That report notes that while the country's undocumented immigrant population tripled to more than 11 million people between 1990 and 2013, FBI data shows the overall violent crime rate declined 48% over that same time. Another potential issue with the bill concerns its constitutionality. Representative Dane Eagle says while such challenges would be up to the courts to decide, there is legal precedent for two cases of increased sanctions.
One is for hate crimes, one is for crimes against a police officer, so that part of it is already upheld to be constitutional. There are two cases in Indiana and D.C. appellate courts that say that a defendant's status as an illegal alien is a valid sentencing aggravator.
But Florida Gulf Coast University constitutional law professor and attorney Pamela C. says comparing this bill to increased penalties imposed under hate crime laws is not comparing apples to apples. She also says the bill violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, which forbids states from restricting people's basic rights.
This says because not of your behavior, but because of a status, you are being penalized more than anyone else. To me, as a constitutional attorney, I believe that is problematic.
C says the bill also poorly defines who would be subject to increased penalties. It targets, quote, aliens unlawfully present in the United States. But C says that does not differentiate between undocumented immigrants and those she calls out of status.
More often than not, they've come here with a, ordinarily a B visa. They stay longer than the visa less, but they were going through a process of extending it. Now, technically, they're out of status. Are they illegal? Unlawful? no.
C says even for truly undocumented immigrants, their status can be a civil matter or a criminal one, depending on whether the person crossed the border with the intention of violating the law. Despite concerns over misuse of data and the bill's potential unconstitutionality, both the House bill, titled Offenses by Aliens Unlawfully Present in the United States, and its Senate companion are awaiting consideration in their third committees. John Davis, WGCU News.